100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week is assistive technology. And we got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and listen to them.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 1019 with the prompt of assistive technology. Since NaNoWriMo is officially dead, another organization has stepped into the 50,000 words in 30 days spot called Novel November. So I thought, what the heck? I've done 16 NaNoWriMos. Let's see what Nov is like. Anyway, here's my story for this week. Mandy and Bobby waited in the back seat of the car. The strange old lady patted her head 3 times. "This is the place. Bilbert's inside." Seeing the tail of the active shooter's van in a garage, Mandy knew the woman was right. "How did you find him?" The woman muttered something about assistive technology, then said,
"Stop wasting time and save the boy."
Mrs. Wienerheimer was first out of the car and followed by Mandy and Bobby. They peered through a filthy window and saw the backs of 2 men and Bilbert with his hands wrapped around Sabrina's neck. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Cynthia's Had a Fall. It's a tale as old as time. We were discussing the idea of assistive technology. Well, we mentioned things and they were refused. Luckily, Cynthia's house already had rails and ramps, but the idea of wearing a medical assistance necklace was dead in the water. She didn't really want a daily phone call either. Once a week on Friday was all she'd agree to. Cynthia fell again on Tuesday. She didn't answer Friday's call, so we went over. There was smeared blood, as if she'd been dragged across the carpet. And Auntie Cynthia, dead, an arm stretch away from the pendant alarm. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story on assistive technology. It's called Help. Gotta love assistive technology. I've ditched clunky, outdated, and labour-intensive interfaces with my computer in favour of technological solutions. I replaced my keyboard and mouse with speech recognition, and I don't even turn my monitor on, since my screen reader can take care of that. My Roomba does the carpets, and the robot mower cuts the grass. Alexa takes care of boiling the kettle, ordering my groceries, and controlling the heating. All I have to do is sit here. Even my chair helps me to my feet, and then I fall down, unable to get up, thanks to my atrophied muscles. Welcome to the future. See you next time.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Old. When you reach a certain age in life, one needs a bit of assisted technology to get through the day. Take the Randick Pecker Electrostatic 360, a marvel of modern know-how. 11 sittings, max level, may call death. See your doctor if you stop breathing. And there's a lot of add-on packages for your package. the rainbow LED array, the quadraphonic micro speaker subwoofers, there's the AD switch hitter add-on, and the Solo Master unit, powered by harmless hydro cells. Do not store in a dark place for over a month. Call 911 in the event of a fire. Use responsibly. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. That's it. Done. Finished. Record.
Turimer Zaino here with a story, or more of an essay, on assistive technology. All technology is assistive. That's what it's for. But everything that assists you weakens you. Writing destroyed memory. Keyboards destroyed handwriting. Central heating, hot showers, and soft beds destroy resilience. Abundant food destroys health. Prosperity destroys reproduction. Instant communication foments strife. Peace flows inexorably into war. Teaching prevents learning. Answers prevent thought. Advice saps initiative. Ease destroys character. And AI, the everything box, will destroy everything. For this is the iron law of success, that every success contains the seeds of its failure. The easier we make the path of life, the shallower the heights we scale on the way.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The torture business is hard, physical work, and it really takes a toll on your body. After a long day in the dungeons, your body aches and you feel utterly worn out. It's lifting all those heavy iron shackles, manhandling prisoners, and hauling on ropes and chains all day. Chopping off heads is the worst. My dodgy shoulder isn't up to hefting that axe anymore. So I persuaded management to buy one of those newfangled guillotines. And it's completely transformed my life. You can say what you like about the modern world and the march of progress, but assistive technology rocks.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The little robot rolled around following him. "No thank you, no need, you can roll back to your corner," he said, holding his daughter's photo. The pain was unbearable. The robot tilted its head to look at the photo. He frowned. "What do you want?" The robot blinked twice. He stared at it in silence. He knew that blink. He looked closer. "Is it you in there?" The robot blinked twice. He rushed to read the gift card again, and there it was. "It's just a robot," he thought. But it wasn't just a robot. That blink saved his life. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog, lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And today, before I wrap up, I would like to invite you to come over to Milkwood, the home of the virtual writers, my writing community in Second Life. Throughout this month of November, we have an ongoing writing event called Moxie Madness. We meet every day at 8 a.m. Second Life time. And the goal for Moxie writers is to write a novel, or some say a novella, at least 50,000 words long, But if you are already working on something, researching, plotting, editing, journaling, blogging, anything, you can also join us, and you will be a Moxie Maverick. So we'd love to have you. Okay? Stay safe. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Fred's documentation is the world's best. He doesn't just walk people through the process, but he works with the developers to get the interface so intuitive and easy to use, he barely needs to write anything. And yet people call support with the dumbest questions. They want people to do things for them. And when the support person walks them through the process, it's so easy. It's not like they're sucking and puffing on a straw to make things work. Shut up. Quit whining. Just do it. Fred finishes the memo and blinks his eyes to close the text window.
I didn't even say what the topic was. You can look it up on the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and you can look up the next topic if you want to, I think. It's out there. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.
Ugh.